Hi, this is Steve. I know it might surprise some of you out there, but I've never been an up-and-coming prize fighter or a longshoreman. I've never felt responsible for murder, had a gun pulled on me by my brother, and I certainly never had to stand up to the mob. You see, the world that I grew up in is just about as different from the world of Terry Malloy as you could possibly imagine. And yet, when he tells his brother he could have been a contender, or makes that long walk down the waterfront to take his rightful place on the job, I am Terry Malloy. I feel his pain, his loss, his fear, his pride, and most of all, his determination to do the right thing, no matter what the cost. Because the thing is, even though on the surface my life might seem absolutely nothing like his, the truth is, I carry my own deep regrets. I have been betrayed by a brother. I've never come up against the mob, but I have been threatened, and I have had to stand up despite the cost. And yes, deep down, I think in my own way, I could have been a contender instead of a bum, which sometimes I feel like too. And that's what great movies can do. They can take us out of our worlds, across decades and cultures, and into lives and situations we might never have experienced, and yet still feel real, and current, and profoundly personal. On the Waterfront is just such a movie, and if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend A Journey to Cinephiles.net, where you can buy or stream On the Waterfront along with every other film we've ever reviewed. Then tune in on Friday to hear John and I conclude our discussion of one of the most powerful American films ever made, Elia Kazan's On the Waterfront.